Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
Back to Jarvie Gate. As you heard on Friday's programme with Damien, there was complaints about the Jarvie aggression to people trying to make their way up the Gappadon Low in a motorised propelled vehicle. That's not a Jarvie, obviously, and they're trying to stop people driving up there, and they want people, I presume, to pay and use their carriages. John, good afternoon.
Joe, how are you?
What happened to you at the Gappadon Low?
Last Thursday, I was doing the Ring of Kerry.
Yeah.
In a 16-seater minibus.
Right.
And it was coming back in towards Killarney. And because the road works, you have to turn back and go through Kinmare. So the group I had in the bus with me were staying in the Dunlow Hotel. So it made sense for us to drive through the Gappadon Low.
Mm.
And we met three pony men all together, kind of.
Three Jarvies.
Jarvies, yeah.
Yeah.
So we halfway down, nice stretch of road, so we pulled in to let the chap come in against us, and he kind of veered toward us and gave us a mouthful of abuse.
Uh-huh.
And like I had warned, I had six Americans in the bus, and I just mentioned to them beforehand that we probably will get dirty looks or whatever, because it's common, like. So he proceeded on with his abuse, and we drove on, and then there was another Jarvie in front of us, and he was grand. I have to say, there's no problem with him. He pulled in a few minutes after and let us go by him and gave us a wave and everything. And then, just as we got to Kay Carney's cottage, one of the Jarvies was coming up in a horse box, a motorised horse box. And we pulled in again to let him pass, and he more or less aimed his horse box towards the minibus and came right up against the minibus and then swerved back over to his own side.
And when you say one, now we've had our quota of F words on Liveline probably for the year at this stage today. But John, you say they abused you. Can you give us an idea of the verbal abuse?
Plenty of F words in his comments.
Yeah, but in what context? He was saying you don't F and come up here, you get that.
Yeah, he was telling us to push over to give him space. Now, we were pinned right against the wall.
Okay.
And like there was. If you know the Gappadon Low, there's plenty of places that you can pull in and let other cars come up and down.
There's little lay boys, isn't there? Little bays.
Yeah, they've done a wonderful job on it. But he was just making his point that he didn't like us coming down. Like we were coming down from the Malt Gap side down towards Kay Carney's cottage.
So they want people to use their horses.
That's basically. I know it's their livelihood, and they might get 7 or 8 months of the year doing that. Like, and they're trying to make as much money as they can. But there has to be a bit of give and take there as well.
Well, it's your livelihood as well, is it? If that's what you do.
Yeah, and the thing is, there was plenty of other cars driving up and down. There was two cars ahead of me, and there was cars coming against us, and everyone just pulled in and respected each other's opinion, like, and drove on.
Okay,
no hassles with any other drivers.
Deirdre Skinner. Deirdre, good afternoon.
Hi, Joe.
The Gappadon Low.
At the Gappadon Low, yeah, I was there last week with my husband, and I go there every year, and it's such a beautiful little road, and you can walk or cycle it or go on a Jarvie. And so, I can't remember what day it was, so we decided we'd walk. Well, my God, I just couldn't believe the traffic. There's one car, then there's another car, then there was a van, and it's just pity. They can't come to some kind of arrangement that the traffic doesn't go there, say, for so many hours, because it's going to lose the beauty of what it was. It's, you know, it's a lovely little tiny little road that you can go on the Jarvie or walk or cycle, but it's just not really, I don't think, good for cars and buses and trucks. I would make a time, have so many hours during the day that they can go, and I think that might help.
What do you think of that, John? A type of curfew or a set time for cars and a set time for... Or John, do you think they should have... Well, the Kerry County Council have no problem with it because there is a sign up, but... the sign was not... Kerry County Council, Adam, they did not put up the sign saying no cars.
I know that. I just think it's over the... From going there over the years, it's just a pity. It's just a pity that it's, you know, was a beautiful, quaint place to walk. And
John, you know, I take a point. John, how much do you know how much it is to get the Jarvie up to the Gappadon Low to do the trip up and back? Does anyone know?
No, I don't know. Although
10 or 20, 15?
I actually don't know.
Okay, John, do you know?
It's a pity that that's going to go, because they won't be able to keep going there, you know, with all the traffic. And it's not a great road for traffic, but it's just a pity. That's the all I feel. It's a pity that you'd come, that somebody can't come to some kind of an arrangement. There's a certain time for the Jarvis and a certain time for the cars. That would sort of suit everybody, wouldn't it?
Yeah, okay, okay. Deirdre Skinner, okay. Thanks. John, thanks. 51551joe@rt.ie.